Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Picture yourself in heaven. Angels are all around you as far as the eye can see. You're standing there along with billions of other people who have been rescued from Satan and his wicked power. Jesus has redeemed you and all the others. A note is played and someone starts singing at the top of their voices. There is excitement, there is relief, there is pure joy and thanksgiving for what God has done. The heavenly portals are ringing loudly with hosannas that echo and re-echo all around. It's going to be an exciting time. I want to be there, don't you? Well, let's sing this song together.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Seed over this wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangel in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Sound His Jesus who bore our sorrows, love unbounding, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever a joyful song.
We are learning the books of the New Testament. This week we are focusing on Romans. Who wrote Romans? Do you remember? Paul did, didn't he? And then 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Paul wrote those too. Paul wrote two letters, 1st Corinthians and 2nd Corinthians, to the church in Corinth. That was a church in Greece. Paul had started that church, and then he sent two different letters at two separate times to help encourage them and help them when they were having a hard time or doing things that they weren't supposed to be doing. So let's say that together. Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Go ahead, say it with me. Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Good job. Now we're going to start at the beginning, Matthew. Let's see if we can get all the way to 2nd Corinthians. Are you ready? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Good job. One more time. We'll go a little faster. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. You are going to get this. I know it. And I'm so glad that we get to learn these books of the Bible together, because then when you're studying your lesson and you need to look up a Bible verse, you'll know right where it is, won't you? Well, let's go ahead and start with our lesson for today. Hello, boys and girls. Thank you for joining me again today as we continue the story about Jesus in the temple. Before we get started, let's pray and ask God to be with us. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you will come into our hearts and our minds, that you will fill us with your Spirit, that we will understand what brings you happiness and what brings you joy, and how we are to act. In Jesus' name, amen. In the part of the temple where people brought their offerings, Jesus was watching a poor widow who seemed shy and embarrassed. Do you know what a widow is? It's a woman whose husband has died. Oftentimes, in Bible times, they could not possess lands. So if their husband died, then they would have to go live with their father or go and live with their son in his house. Now, it's really bad if a widow didn't have a son, because then she was destitute. There was no way for her to earn a living. Well, this widow was very poor, and she was shy, and she was embarrassed. As the widow saw the rich people putting their large offerings into the chests, she moved back. Her offering was so small compared to theirs. She looked at the two little pieces of money in her hand, and oh, how she wished she had more to give, but those two coins were all the money she had. She loved God and His temple, and she wanted to give those two little coins as an offering. The widow quietly waited until she was sure that no one was watching, and then she quickly dropped her two little pieces of money into the chest and turned to hurry away. We know that this happened because Mark tells about it. Let's look up Mark chapter 12, verse 42. Mark is the second book in the New Testament, right? Matthew, Mark. Mark chapter 12, verse 42. Mark chapter 12, verse 42. If you need more time, pause the recording and then press play when you're ready. Mark chapter 12, verse 42. Here's what it says.
Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which make a quadrant.
The widow didn't know that someone was watching her, did she? No. But who saw what she did? Jesus did. Someone was watching her. When she turned to hurry away, she saw Jesus looking at her. As he told his disciples about the widow, she heard what he said. We can hear what he says too. Let's look at verse 43 and 44. Mark chapter 12, verse 43 and 44.
So he called the disciples to himself and said to them, "Assuredly I say to you, that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury.
For they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all she had, her whole livelihood."
Jesus said that she had given more than all the other people. But wait a second. There were some really rich people that were putting money into the treasury, and she just gave two little coins. How could that be? Well, here's an example of one way. If a man has $100, let's say a man worked really hard and he earned $100, and he decides, I need to give some money to God. So he gives $10 to God. How much does he have left over? $90, right? Well, what about this other man? He has $10. He wasn't able to work as much as the other one, so he just has $10. But somebody shares about a special need and how they need some money to help this person. And he says, you know, I don't have much, but I'm going to give my $10. Now, how much does that man have left over? He has nothing left over. He gave all he had. But the first man, he has $90 left over. Wow. Can he still go out and buy things and get lunch and buy some groceries and get gas for his car? Yes. But the second man gave everything. That's what it was like for the widow. She gave all she had. As the widow left the temple, her heart was light and her eyes were full of happy tears. She knew that what Jesus said about giving all the money she had was true. But perhaps she wondered what he meant about her two little coins being worth more than all those large offerings that the rich people gave. In Proverbs 11, verse 25, it says, "The generous soul will be made rich." We don't know the outcome of that widow when she left that day. We don't know what ended up happening to her. But I know that God provided because she was generous towards him. And I kind of wonder if maybe he blessed her with much riches after that. I don't know, but I do know that God looks out for those who are poor. He looks out for the widows and he loves them and he cares for them and he will provide when they put him first. God will provide for you too. Did you know that? No matter what you're going through right now, No matter how hard life may get, Jesus is there for you. He is there in the good times and in the bad times. We only need to turn to Him and ask Him for help. Do you want to do that today? I know I do. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this story about a widow who, although she gave just two little coins, it was more than all the other rich people gave. She gave happily and she gave cheerfully. Lord, help us to be a cheerful giver. Help us to bring a smile to Your face. You know, times might be kind of hard right now. Moms or dads might not have a job. Some kids might not have a place to live. You see them. You're there for them. Please help them and strengthen them through this trial and help them to see that You are faithful. We love You. Amen. Let's sing our memory verse song. It is, God loves a cheerful giver. How do we want to give? Cheerfully, don't we? Let's sing the song together.
2 Corinthians 9 verse 7.
God loves a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, God loves a cheerful giver.
Have you heard of Seed Pod Beginners? It's a 7 to 9 minute podcast just for kids ages 0 to 5 years old. It can be used for family worship or your child's special daily devotional time with Jesus.
Each week has two programs that focus on a major Bible story using
Jesse Name,
Nature Lessons,
Memory Verse,
Bible Stories,
Prayer Time,
I Guess a Song, Coming Payday,
and more to reinforce the Bible story and character lessons. And I know that you and your little ones will enjoy listening to these programs and will learn so much about God's Word. So to find out more information, go to startingwithjesus.com/seedpod. startingwithjesus.com/seedpod.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.